Senator Patton from the Spokane Valley with us, talking about all the good things that are happening, particularly around law enforcement. And there's a lot of updates that we're going to want to get in touch with him on and talk about. Senator Patton has been doing great work for a number of years in the Spokane Valley, and we're certainly grateful for his leadership. This proposal that we're going to talk about, it's an interesting one because for a number of years, we have had the Criminal Justice Training Center look at doing regional campuses, and all of a sudden, many politicians who were anti-law enforcement the last few years are now supporting this. Senator Patton, we're so glad that you're with us.
Oh, very nice to be with you this afternoon. Thanks.
Well, tell us about this Criminal Justice Training Center and a little bit of the background behind it. You know, it's interesting. I just saw a tweet from a local journalist, Brandy Cruz. I don't know if you're familiar with Brandy Cruz.
Yeah.
Well, Brandy just, you know, she took a picture of this. They had a little ceremony down in Berrien. I don't know if you were there, Senator.
No, I wasn't. Our sheriff, Ozzy Knezovich from Spokane, went over for it, though.
Let me just read the tweet that Brandy, who's a, you know, respected journalist here in Seattle, she sent out a picture with all of the politicians who are there at this Criminal Justice Training Center expansion. She said this: the politicians in this photo, including Inslee and Dow Constantine, King County Executive, including Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell, who was in the picture, and a number of others, the politicians in this photo who didn't reject calls for police defunding 2 years ago and now want to stand there like they aren't culpable for our current public safety crisis can honestly kick rocks, election year grifters, end quote. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, the climate is so bad that we have the fewest numbers per capita of law enforcement officers of any state in the nation, and it's gotten worse. So we have 1.3 officers per 1,000 as of 2021, down from 1.47, and that is so low that it would take $117 million of money to hire new officers at a total cost, everything, pension cost, everything, about $120,000 per officer. Take that much money just to get tied for last. So we are really behind. And these same folks, I mean, I think the regional law enforcement training centers is a good idea. In fact, myself and Representative Jacqueline Maycumber have proposed legislation and pushed it, but it's always been rejected by Governor Inslee and his administration up till now. So I welcome their support, but I must say I'm a little cynical when it comes about, 10 or 11 days before the primary election, and the other senators there is in a very tough election battle.
Who's that?
Senator Lubick, who is opposed by Jeb Brewer up in the 44th District, Mill Creek and Snohomish area, and unincorporated, I guess that'd be southeast Snohomish County.
So there's when you say you're cynical, give us a little more about that.
This now is because of the election, but I mean the idea is good. Sheriff Knezovich has a training center really better than the Criminal Justice Training Center that's certified over in Spokane and has had law enforcement officers from other countries. One of the reasons I think it's a good idea is I think the training can be improved, but also somebody has to go over to Burien from Eastern Washington or Vancouver, whatever, spend 4.5 months there before they are trained. The other thing is all the training is classroom training. Sheriff Knezovich's training, they have 1 day in the field. And so often people that have only had training in the classrooms, they get back and they go in the field and they go, oh, this isn't really for me. So then the local jurisdiction has spent all that money for their training and all that time and doesn't get really any benefit from it. So I hope we are able to move with this. Representative Maycomer had a bill 2538, did not even get a hearing. And the Criminal Justice Training Commission voted down this proposal in a highly publicized meeting. Oh, I think it was last year. But so that's good. It doesn't. And while it's a step in the right direction, we still have all the other problems. The anti-law enforcement, anti-public safety legislation that was passed in 2021. There were some minor corrections last session, but two huge problems that remain are the lack of the ability of law enforcement to pursue criminals in most cases due to the legislation that was passed and changing the standard by which they could pursue. And then secondly, something that's emboldened drug gangs, led to a tremendous increase in crime, is the de facto decriminalization of hard drugs like heroin and fentanyl. And that has been a major problem, and that is a big concern of mine and really almost all the Republicans, a few Democrats, but they had an opportunity, Senator Lovick and all the other Democrat senators had an opportunity to deal with this bill last year. They had a bill that passed the Senate initially, sponsored by a Democrat, passed the House, some minor changes, slightly less favorable to law enforcement, but still a bill that would improve the situation. It comes over to the Senate, and the Senate won't take up concurrence, which is usually very routine. And they had an opportunity. We made two motions, Senator Braun, our Republican leader, and I both made separate motions to bring the bill up for consideration, and they were voted down on a party line vote.
Why was that the case?
Well, because they had a majority of their caucus that believes that the police should not pursue criminals, that the risk is too great. And while there have been some problems sometimes with some pursuits, law enforcement agencies themselves have tightened that up significantly. And of course, what has happened is crime has risen dramatically. The statistics just came out this week. Violent crime such as murder is up 13.9% over 2020. Rape, robbery, aggravated assault, all those things are up. Property crimes are up tremendously. And part of the reason is, take for example, I'm not a big fan of the cannabis shops, but they have been legalized by a vote of the people in our state. They have greater robberies. They've had people that work there killed, but they have more crime than other states. And they say that because of the pursuit. And these criminals know that law enforcement isn't going after. So we've had a huge increase in motor vehicle thefts. And you may know, I mean, almost everybody has somebody they know that has been a victim of theft of catalytic converters off cars. So that's one of the reasons I think people are so concerned, and hopefully we'll be making some changes in who they elect we'll get an idea in the primary election here August 2nd.
And I'm sure you've been following some of the comments Howard Schultz, the longtime CEO of Starbucks, has been making. He's been becoming very vocal just in the last week or two regarding the safety and public safety, and saying it's the number one crisis in America. And he sees it on the ground floor with his stores. He says his stores are a window into America. They're closing a number of stores in Seattle and a number of them across the country because employees at the stores are simply not safe any longer. And there's, he says, many, many stories of violence and his employees getting assaulted. Man, This is we're in new territory here, aren't we?
Oh yeah, it's really bad, and it's not just in Seattle, but Seattle may have one of the worst problems in the state. I remember, wasn't that long ago, that Bartell Drugs moved out of Seattle, downtown Seattle, because of that problem. But yeah, it's all over. It's not safe to go to work for so many of these people. Horrendous problems for a long time down at the King County Courthouse down in Pioneer Square, where the judges, who are notoriously circumspect and reluctant to say anything, complained about jurors not feeling safe, employees not feeling safe going down to the courthouse. So this is a really bad situation. We certainly, if we take control of the Senate, and I'm chairing the Law and Justice Committee, we do have an agenda to make public safety a top priority and reverse some of these bills and try to put some other bills in to be more helpful. We've also let so many people out of prison, and some of them are truly rehabilitated, I believe in redemption, but there are some that recidivate again and cause problems when they should have been paying their debt to society by being incarcerated for a while until their sentence is over. So there's just a number of concerns, and with the per capita being the lowest in the country of law enforcement officers for agencies, a lot of agencies are offering big bonuses, and it's still not helping. I think Seattle's offering a $25,000 bonus to officers who transfer from other departments, but they still have gone way, way down in the number of officers, and some of the other agencies have done a little better on getting lateral transfers. But it is a major concern, and property crimes, like I say, are up. So it's pretty much across the board on crime in Washington being a major crisis. And I think the decriminalization of drugs is one of the worst, because the drug gangs, they've got to rob and burglarize to get the money to pay for their drugs. And I've had in my district, out in an area called Newman Lake near the Idaho border, quite rural, we have seen gang tagging out there for the first time ever. So they are expanding into new territory. And but again, it's something we can fix and work on. In the meantime, I think people are having to be more vigilant themselves to try to protect themselves in the chance that law enforcement is not able to respond.
Yeah, and you bring up drugs, and it's not just some of these heavy drugs that I think are having impact on society. You know, like you're talking about some of the fentanyl and the heroin and those kind of things. I mean, with a lot of these mass shootings we're seeing, there's a lot of data and information coming out that our young people, particularly these young males who have been put on, you know, these psychotic drugs growing up, and their brains just do not function the way that they're supposed to. And I mean, we have a crisis, I think, of the pharmaceutical industry and what we're putting into our young people.
Yeah, absolutely. And the fentanyl has caused so many overdoses and deaths. And we had Senator Honeyford from the Yakima Valley had a bill, and this seems to maybe go counter to maybe somebody's idea of Republican philosophy, but I think it was a good bill. It dealt with the fentanyl strips, and they're considered drug paraphernalia right now and are illegal. But they are used by users of fentanyl to determine how close they are to overdosing so they don't go over the line. And we were able to pass that bill in the Senate, and it wasn't even given a hearing by Representative Goodman over in the House. So they did not want to seem to do anything that would increase penalties in any way for crime. I've been trying for years and have had a little success years ago on strengthening our DUI laws, which are much weaker than, say, Oregon or Idaho. And again, we've been able to pass bills in the Senate. They die in the House. Had a bill on retail theft. We have, I think it's the second highest retail theft rate in the country. And this bill just would have said when they have a group of people that are involved in retail theft, and one guy is the lookout and then notifies the other, that they all would be responsible for a felony if the theft amount was over $750. And it was supported by the retail council and passed the Senate with only three no votes. Again, died over in the House. So there's a lot of things that we have to work on that I think would improve public safety, and so important for our citizens, for families. I mean, if you have children or grandchildren, you want them to be safe. You want them to have a good life, to be able to go to school and come home without worrying that they're going to be a victim of crime or so many other people. So it is a major emphasis of our caucus, and we have plans, and we will go forward no matter what the election results are. But the way the legislature works, if we do gain the majority, which is gaining just four seats in the Senate, we'll have a much better chance of passing some of these things and seeing them become law. Some we might be able to get the governor, convince the governor to sign. Others, if the governor doesn't sign and we have control, we can perhaps refer this to a vote of the people. And I think they are ready for some public safety legislation.
Senator Mike Patton represents the 4th Legislative District in the state Senate.